Can you tell me specifically which managers are not giving the information to the CFO? Yes, but I want to name names.
It wouldn't be appropriate.
If the CFO is not getting information that he needs.
You're talking about personnel matters in a corporation, and that would not be appropriate. Now, go, any other questions? Now, that would be a reason to leave the meeting if somebody got into that. That's a legitimate reason to get out of here. But any other questions?
So, point of information. Next question. So, are we taking steps to remove the general managers? Manager, the managers that are not giving the information needed?
No, we don't. We haven't held any managers responsible for anything at any time. As far as I can tell, at home or abroad.
Yes, let's go forward. Y'all free fall.
Okay. Any more questions for Wesley? Then I can...
Jerry asked a question.
Jerry, did you get an answer to your question?
Yes, I just asked who's going to presume.
Who pay for it?
You? Right out of your dues.
I don't know. The Pacifica and Exile people are asking for funds, donations, to consider continue their valiant quest. So, I don't know. I suppose they're paying for it. Of course, you know, the listeners are paying for our council to defend it.
Point of information.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is what you mean by Valiant Quest a lawsuit against Pacifica?
Yeah, internal.
It's against the members, certain members, not all members of the National Board. Just those that I guess didn't, to tell you the truth, I got to be honest with you right here. I don't really understand it. I don't understand why I would be in the lawsuit. You know, I'm just here to serve. You guys elected me. You know, but I was not elected.
I can answer.
Go right here.
I can answer that a little bit more, too. We know that this is part of the practice in this foundation. People believe in democracy in the meantime that they have the votes and the numbers. When they don't have the number, they sue to prevent the one that have the numbers to conduct business. And the problem in this foundation, the basic problem in the foundation, that everybody, even board members, and I think that we should, all of us, because we are the owners of this foundation, all of us individually, I'm not talking about Adrian, all of us, all the listeners, we should be very clear that we cannot elect people to have access to executive information and then sue the foundation without consequences. You know, that is one of the problems. That is never consequence. People lie openly. I will not mention names because we are in the middle of some of these lawsuits. But we all know that some members of this board and members of the board of directors are part of a lawsuit, are lying, are making declarations that are total lies, misinforming people. We saw a few minutes ago how misinformed the public is. They have a total different idea. You know, I can prove, but it's obviously an executive, I can prove that some of the things that are being said are just open, flat lies. You know, that will be proven. But what I hope that we as an organization, as a foundation, start making people pay for the consequence of their act. You want to sue, it's fine, but do it with your own pocket. They are putting the foundation in the situation.
Do the board members have any sort of insurance?
Yes.
Okay, you do. Yeah, so personally, you do. Okay, by being on the board, you do have insurance.
Right.
Okay, good.
Ted? Yes.
I'm looking at Bill Crozier's report, and I have some concerns. Let me just list some of them. Pacifica has received about $75,000 in bills but he doesn't enumerate what they are. Some of these might be from Democracy Now, and they have given us a free ride for many years. So if a large number of these are from Democracy Now, perhaps we will continue to get...
What is your question, Ted? I'm sorry. I cannot follow what you're
saying. I'm making comments on this report, and I would like you to comment back.
Ask me a question, and I will answer.
I'll go to the last. The CFO has encouraged all LSB members to help with fundraising. It's number one on the back side of this report from Bill. And I just want y'all to know that I'm planning on spending all day Friday and Sunday night at KPFT. And while I'm there, Robin Lewis is going to be providing me with lists of people who fall under the CFO's report.
Okay, now
are you all planning on doing that as well during the duration of this fund drive? And item D on the backside, again today, I think it was today or yesterday, Ernesto Aguilar once again played the very wonderful speech by Malcolm X, but are we not beating some of the archive materials to death when we have very relevant current information that's available? What's going
don't
on?
Don't you realize you just did what you accused Member Allen of doing?
Right?
Now that is in its face hypocrisy. So ask the question and don't be so reticent to remind folks of the rules.
Let me make it short. We approved this motion from the CFO and we correct some of this. Yes, we did. And we plan to try to make that happen.
And let me answer. I will put out a challenge as Bill had. I will be at the station Sunday evening.
We'll get crowded then.
Those of you who will participate, there will be a list. And it can be crowded, but believe me, it ain't been crowded when I've been down on Sunday. So I don't think I've seen some. I've seen others. If you can join us, there will be a list to call lapsed members. I have my own little list of people that I want to renew. So do your thing. Well, this is important, though, because our members, I agree with some members in the gallery. I don't do enough to try to impress upon the members that as board members, one of our A through M's is to raise money. So if you can't reach in your pocket to do it, you got to show up. So the bottom line is, Sunday, I'd like to see us triplicate what Ted was able to do the last time, which was about $600 or so. So if we could raise $2,000 with a number of us down there, now go right ahead. I just had to extend his commercial. That's all.
What I want to say is we know that we have some lawsuits and we can cannot comment in pending lawsuits. But we can comment in some of the lawsuits that are already. Remember Venetia and Wesley when we were elected PNB members. We have a former PNB member telling you how difficult and how your pocket will be touched, because a lawsuit that a member from WBAI was making, well, that lawsuit, they withdraw. They are out. They don't have any proof. We are, during the whole last year, being beat up with that terrible thing that we are doing in WBAI, and obviously, they were bluffing. When the case went in front of the judge, they didn't have enough proof of anything, and they withdraw. That is a lawsuit that we are, remember, Wesley and...
Yeah, so how much did that cost the foundation?
Well, that is the problem. We need to, it's not repercussions. Those people cost the foundation because we need to put, our lawyer, we need to put the foundation to defend against those things. And those people are so used to, and we heard that in our station, right? Sue, because anyway, at some point in time, the foundation will, you know, well, we make an arrangement out of court. and that always costs us. I think that it's time for us to say, enough is enough. If you have a lawsuit that is not really a real matter, we will prosecute you, and we will not settle anything out of court. We will, because that is the problem that we have in the foundation. Everybody tried to sue. We have in this MLSB, 2 years or 3 years, 2013, I think that was 2013, we have one of our employees threatening us in an open meeting when we said you need to follow the directives of the executive director and the director of the PMB, and that person answered, I have my lawsuit prepared. That is the way that the employees in the foundation, not all, obviously, we have a lot of employees that are wonderful, but some of them, we will sue the foundation, nothing happened, you don't lose anything, they will settle out of court. I ask all of us to find a way to prosecute people and make people be really responsible when they bring those kind of lawsuits, that the only thing that they're taking is money from the foundation.
Call for the orders of the day.
Yes, sir, you that would. After you got yours out.
PMB.
But, yes, ma'am. Now, we are still...
Very briefly, I just simply want to reiterate, again, a suggestion that I've made, it must have been at least 12 months ago, maybe even as recently as 6 months ago, and I know... During the first 6 months that I joined the board back in January of 2013, or no, December of 2012, here was the suggestion. There's no way that we can seriously consider balancing our budget without seriously cutting personnel. There's no way. That is the tough question that has confronted the Pacifica, and it's simply, again, I'm reiterating, and that is that this board.
Okay, now.
That this board.
But she's reiterating some suggestions she made about what y'all need to
formalize or not formalize.
They don't get it out now. They'll never get it out.
That the PNB has got to find ways to cut the personnel at every station.
Find ways to raise money.
But at the same time, the operating budget. I'm talking about. It's obvious that there's top-heavy personnel, especially on the West Coast.
All right. We're going to have to cut that.
End of statement.
Cut. Okay. We are at the PNB. Now, are there any closing statements from PNB members? Because we're beyond your time already. Any closing statements? All right. No further questions. General Manager's report is submitted to you electronically as well as in writing, physically. Take it for what you want. You can ask questions to the general manager should he appear at the next meeting.
I'm not getting any emails, and I didn't get all the domestic emails about Maria Lena either. So I think the manager doesn't have my new email.
Well, I'm certain Susan the manager doesn't have your. When you use the word operative, the operative word was new. So I don't have it. Certainly they don't have it because I haven't passed it to them. So if you haven't given it to me, the chair, it's no way it's on the email trail.
The secretary of the foundation asked the IT to put her right address. Okay. If she's not receiving the information from the LSB, it's because somebody didn't do the job in our...
Where again, that's one of my frustrations. I have no control of that. The only thing I can do is ask, and generally it's not done, but then it's reflective on me, but I deflect it right off of it. I got enough to be responsible for. I'm not taking on other folks. Duties that they don't live up to. And incidentally, that was the same case when I was informed by the person who's charged with those duties. When that person sent a communication to me, the chair, saying, I did not legally post the LSB meeting for April. As far as I'm concerned, I had no choice.
Yes.
But to simply cancel it. And then there are lies and innuendos out about the motives, which is normal from people. And then subsequently, we had rains that I know my own area was still flooded, and I didn't think it was worth anyone coming out here and spending 3 hours possibly rain and then couldn't get back home. Again, lies, innuendos about what the motive was, but that's just the nature some is. And you have to live with that. But that's why this job is so thankless. That's why you ain't going to get no pat on the backs about this job. You're only going to get falsely accused and lied on. But we're willing to take on that. And I applaud you for doing so. You are crazy, to say the least.
Point of information, have I made any accusations about your intentions?
I don't think you should take it personal, what I'm saying, because if you've been listening tonight, you should have heard some, even if it didn't come out of your mouth, is all I'm saying. It ain't vague. I'm being very clear about the lies that's been told about me and other members of tonight. I'm very clear about that. I'm not vague about it. I'm just not calling names, because you should have heard them come out of folks' mouth, unless you just want to believe lies. But it is on the back of your agenda. I want to make a correction. Ted's KPFT fiasco, I love the word. What do you use, how you call it? What do you call this thing you're doing on June 4th?
KPFT, the past, present, and future of diversity.
See, fiasco kind of takes away from it. But it's a great thing, and we ought to be there, and we ought to support it. So I can't have an orientation on June 4th at the same time, obviously. So I am asking you, I didn't get to this last meeting, but I'm asking you board members, this is something we need to do. This is something I've been working toward for 6 months now. But because of the acrimony and all the other insidious behaviors, we have not focused on setting these dates for a fundraiser and for an orientation. An orientation is necessary so that we can disseminate information, get some type of synergy of energy and understanding as to what we want to tackle as a group. My goal was to leave the things alone that we can't agree on, concentrate on the things that we can agree on, and move forward with them. But we can't do that unless we have an orientation. And I tentatively set that orientation for Sunday, June 5th, or Saturday, June 11th, or Sunday, June 12th. I want to book this building for that purpose. And we'll have a 6 or 8 hour session. So I don't expect for you to tell me tonight, but you ought to give me the decency of responding by email or telephone or something saying that date stink, that date's not going to work for me, this date does. If we can get 14, I'm satisfied. If we can get 14 out of 24, I'm satisfied. Because as chair, I'm charged with getting these things done, but I cannot get them done without your participation and collaboration. So, anyone want to speak to that now?
I'm sorry, but I noticed that Bill just left a report to the local station board by Dwayne Bradley sitting around in this folder.
Yes.
I'm passing around if yes. Anybody wants to get one.
But he did send it electronically, too, in case you
so
didn't
what were the dates?
The dates are, it's on the back of your agenda.
Okay.
Yeah, we went around, we all took it out.
It's June 4th, scratch that
June
out.
June 5th.
Okay. All right, Teresa's starting the bidding. Can I get another? June 5th. June 5th twice. June 5th two times. June 5th three times. Four times. Five times. Six times.
12 times.
I'm at a standstill now. I get 2 June 5ths. Okay, I'm third. June 5th. 3 times. I dare you to give me 10, and we'll be through with this matter. I dare the 7 of you to say June 5th works for you.
June 9th, June 5th.
Oh, my goodness.
June 5th works.
Okay, June.
It's Sunday.
I'm up to 6.
June
5th
is a Sunday.
It's a Sunday?
It's a Sunday. You're not going to give your Sunday up?
No, I'll have a 12-hour shift on Sunday.
Oh, no, that ain't going to work.
12-hour shift on Saturday.
Well, y'all.
How about 11 and 12?
That's why I have a hard time helping.
11.
You know, I always
Saturday the 11?
No, Saturday the 11.
Sunday the 12?
No, I can the 12.
Saturday?
I'm
okay, let's bump 10.
How about Friday?
Like, I go to work at 6.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
How about a show of hands for each one and you take the one that gets the most hands?
Let me see a show of hands on June 5th.
What day of the week
is it? It's a Sunday.
June 5th is a Sunday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Whoa! Hold them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. June what?
Yeah.
I'm so confused. Okay, now June 11th.
What day of the week is that?
Saturday.
11th is Saturday.
11th is Saturday?
Yeah, 11th is Saturday.
That means they're flexible, do it. They can do either day.
It doesn't go way into the night.
7 kind of goes down. No, this is going to be like 10 in the morning, to 4. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't gonna keep you long, but I do want a follow-up session, but I ain't gonna talk about that right now. I might scare you.
The last one is June 12th?
June 12th. How many hands? One, two, three.
That's also Sunday.
Four, yes, 12. It is.
Yeah. It seems as though the first one wins.
June 5th?
June 5th.
10 to 4?
10 to 4.
Oh, that's right.
Now right here at this facility. Hopefully it's open. I'll try to contract it tomorrow.
Can we possibly move it back a little bit so a person could actually attend church and then come?
I think that it's a Sunday. We chose Sunday?
Yeah.
You chose Sunday.
I dig it, dog. See, that is going to be a problem for some people. Asking them to...
We have to have a re-vote if you mistakenly voted. Seriously.
I did because Saturday should be the... Well, Saturday should be the day y'all really... So who had a problem with June 18th?
June 18th?
What
day of the week?
That's the Democratic Convention. It's out of the question. It's the Democratic Convention. All right, too many of y'all Democrats.
Okay. What day of the week is that?
You better be. Even Bernie people Democrats for the day.
How about 11?
Excuse me?
Bernie all the way, man. Yes. Bernie all the way. Hillary Byrne.
Jill Stein does not believe in killing Palestinians.
So where are we now?
He's concerned.
We did 5, 11, and 12.
So 5, 11, and 12, and 18th is out. The 24th is out. So really, we're stuck with the 5th.
Can we vote on 12? 11:30 or 12 to 6? 12 to 6?
He said 12 to 6.
Is that a Saturday?
12 to 6.
Is that a Saturday?
It's a Sunday.
Can we have a re-vote on a Saturday because you misunderstood?
I know, but there's no Saturdays available. Saturday the 4th doesn't. I mean, Saturday the 8th doesn't work. Any of the rest of the Saturdays don't work.
Saturday, but we have that ARDC.
That's right. So that we had to go to the 11th.
Tell me about it.
The 11th.
Saturday the 11th.
I'm out of
the 18th is out. The 25th is out. We'll have to take it to July.
We need to reinvent it. 12 of us.
Okay.
But we need to reinvent the week.
But if we can, but what I'm thinking though, if we could have it on a Saturday, we could extend the thing more than 6 hours. Because frankly, y'all not going to get a whole lot done in a 6-hour session. But if you give me a follow-up, then I'll be satisfied with it. Give me a 4-hour, 5-hour follow-up another month. Because I think what we're going to do is scratch the surface on our bylaws. We might have 30 minutes of R&R. We may, R-O-R? Okay, an hour
R-O-N-R.
Maybe.
R-O-N-R.
I like R&R.
Then we're going to have maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours of the knowing and learning how to talk to each other. What's the young lady's name? The nonviolent, touchy feeling, don't be knocking each other out and cursing each other thing. We're going to have that kind of session. Hopefully it'll impart upon us, you know. Yes. Good, thanks.
Okay. A point of information. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't we consider the fact that for at least 20 years, psychologists have said the human brain starts to get wobbly after 45 minutes of intense concentration.
So every 45 minutes you want a break. Is that what you're saying?
Not only that, but I'm also saying that longer meetings are not necessarily more productive meetings.
Well, that's true.
I'm saying it's the shorter meetings that have those kinds of breaks and preparation and clear agendas that are the more productive
ones. So you ought to be on the committee to help style it. Bill has already volunteered.
It's very hard for me to attend meetings.
We're
going to
be
Sunday.
On conference call. Okay. But you got to make an exception. This is one time, 1 year, we're asking the board to make an exception for Sunday. And, hey, I'm a minister. If I can give up, I think you ought to be able to give it up. But I'm going to give up. I'm going to go to morning service, 8 o'clock in the morning. So I'll be here at 12, ready to roll. Then we don't have to worry about putting all these things together, Bill and myself and who else.
Let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
I understand that everybody have their own thing, but don't you think that the Sunday, in the middle, then you cannot do anything in the morning, or
you can do church in
the morning,
yep.
Then you have the middle, and then a few hours at night. I mean, I object. We want really to work.
Those are family days.
Why don't we meet at 8 in the morning?
No.
Okay.
I got to have a little church time.
Okay, that's the point.
I said 10.
People want to get up early and waste their whole
summer. But y'all going to give me a 4-hour or 5-hour follow-up, and that way we'll actually have had 11 hours together. Okay?
4 hours, I think that is more than enough.
You think 4 hours is more? Well, that's about how much time we're actually going to get to work in between eating and between introducing each other and having opening. That's about how much time we're going to do. Okay. That date is available?
So the building's open 7 days a week.
That's correct. The building is open 7 days a week from 8 in the morning to 10 p.m. So that I knew that wasn't an issue. The question is, have they booked the room that we need? Would this be appropriate size?
Yes.
So we'll book this room. Do we need another room for breakout or something of that nature in case?
I mean, will be the LSB.
We can close that.
Can we get some more of those red chairs?
This room here? Okay. Well, I just want to make sure y'all using the food thing then.
Mr. Chair, the time that's on the schedule is up.
Well, the time is up, and we're at 6-1 now, 6-A. We moved to 6-1, which is supposed to be ARDC.
Thank you.
Is there anything I can
do
to prepare ahead, like that Saturday? Let me know.
Okay, but you
can't
make
them. Members of the board. I just want to give you a little bit of background on this. I've sent you all electronically the reports of our last two meetings. We had a meeting April the 9th. We have another meeting scheduled for the last Saturday in April, but because I was not aware of the fact that when we schedule committee meetings, we need to notify either Dwayne or Susan or Joseph or Adriana so that it can be placed on KPFTX. We canceled our, I think it was April 30th meeting. Going further back, this whole thing got started, this conference, with the support of the Communication Workers of America. They significantly reduced the cost of their hall, and you all ponied up $500. The LSB voted, and the station fulfilled that and gave me a check, which I took to the union.
But Shizzy, you say you took it to the union, but you really took it to the building.
Yes.
Okay.
But as a response to that, Claude Cummings made the hall that Amy Goodman spoke at available to KPFT for free. So there was no rental. So we kind of got our money back, and it was Jesse Fuentes and I sat through an entire meeting of a committee of the Communication Workers of America and got to speak with Claude Cummings a couple of times. And so through that, all this stuff got finessed. The big, big, big concern in our effort to have 300 people attend this event is getting the word out to both programmers and groups in the community. I haven't checked in the last few days, but we have distributed about 800 flyers. We did it at the Amy Goodman event. We have done it at a variety of community events. And Robin Lewis said there's no problem with producing more flyers. The flyer that you all have seen needs to be modified. It won't be to include our meeting this Saturday at 1:30 at the Montrose Library. I urge any of you who have time to come to our meeting for two reasons. One, we have to identify groups and individuals that we want to have as panel members for our opening and middle and third. We have past, present, and future panels. We need to nail down who those people are going to be. We also have to decide on food. The CWA has said they will provide lunch for everyone, up to 300 people.
That means KPFT don't have to pay for it.
That's right. And
we pick the vendors.
And that is what we will do on Saturday. And all of this is really critical because the person who introduced me to Pacifica is my sister, who is 10 years younger than me. And she got upset with the United States during the Vietnam War because she was ostracized for not wanting to say the Pledge of Allegiance in junior high school. And when she was old enough, she moved to Israel. But she's coming to the United States for a wedding in Chicago, and I'm leaving town a week from today. And I will be gone for 2 weeks and a day, and I will drive back here from Chicago. So I have to delegate a lot of the work, the nitty-gritty and the groundwork, this coming Saturday. So that's why we met last Saturday, we're meeting this Saturday, and I just need your help. We can get great ideas at this event to pass on to management. Hopefully they will be receptive to the great ideas that we first bring to this committee, this board, and then from here to management. But we need to get rich ideas from great leaders in the community. Please come to our meeting 1:30 Saturday at the Montrose Library.
Oh, you went back to the Montrose.
Yes, we have opened up opportunities to meet at the African American Library at the Gregory School. Robin had to send over a proof of us being KPFT being 501c3.
Thank you, sir.
And we are now able to have meetings there.
Next up, development.
Development. Oh, yes. I wanted to report that we are at 90% fulfillment rate, which I mentioned earlier, which is fantastic. And I encourage all of the board members to encourage other people to donate vehicles, because there are people that can't donate $25, but they'll donate an ATV or jet skis or something that's sitting in their garage. I was also asked by the committee to ask LSB members to contribute money toward a challenge which can be used during the pledge drive. I guess I should pass around a slip of paper and ask people if they would like to contribute a certain amount of money from the board that can be used as a challenge. I also encourage board members to call organizations and ask them to come work the phones, because they come with checks in hand many times, because they want to succeed while they're answering the phones. They want to say, hey, the Friends of the Library has just come and they've brought $200, and so at least they, if nobody calls in, at least there's somebody that's donated money. So I've seen that happen many times when groups are invited to come into the station. They come with checks in hand. So if you know of an organization, contact Christopher Whaler or contact Robin and encourage them to get with that organization, or put them with those people so they can come as a group to donate money and answer the phones. And also, if you bring at least three people, you can. I have a standard letter that tells them that they would be, their organization would be described over the air. So-and-so is here, and this is what they do, and they are, a supporter of KPFT, and they have people here answering the phones, and it will be mentioned also on our website. In many instances, those organizations will send an email to their membership and say, hey, there's a group of us that are going to be working the phones, so call in while we're there. So.
I think Susie have a comment, question?
I was just going to say that Gloria Rubeck, do y'all know her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, she had groups coming in, and she was really gung-ho on doing that. Mm-hmm. And the people, and she was told by the groups, the organizations that she brought, that the people were very rude to the people that were answering the phones. Mm-hmm. So I just want to state that, ask Gloria.
The callers were rude to the people answering the phones?
The KPFT staff, whoever was there, were very rude to them.
And she didn't elaborate, so I don't know. But she did want me to know that, so that I could mention
I hope she told
And
hope
she hasn't
Robin.
Come back.
Well, she's one of those past, present, that I've tried to approach, say hell no. The customer experience.
Because of that?
Well, that and along with how her show was screwed, she was screwed out of a show, she says, and things of that nature. But those are people I've tried to approach, and that's the pushback that we do get for past, present, and future, right? Now, we're at the budget and finance.
No. Outreach.
I'm sorry. I don't have that on my... I have development, budget, and finance.
But we put number... we put...
Outreach, B1.
Developer,
the
outreach, C.
Okay, y'all go the way, y'all do it the way y'all do it. Outreach.
Outreach chair is Hank Lamb, and he's not here, so I'm going to speak for this. In the outreach, the main tool that we use is a big program guide to show new people who don't know anything about KPFD whatsoever. The last year and this year's production of the program guide has been done by management. It's really lousy. Doesn't even have the first one had the no days and times of programs for descriptions and took out the names of the programmers. Most of them were, 90% were taken out. It's just kind of really insulting. All right, but now this year, our program director, I don't know why we're paying him, program director's salary and medical insurance and pension benefits, and he asked to make a program guide that folds up into a tiny little package. It was, the print has so much, very difficult to read. The print quality is very difficult to read. Okay, and it just says the names of the shows and the days and times, but no description.
Susan, I would really like what Susan.
Oh, Susan.
I would really like what she is saying about the fuzziness of the print to be included in the minutes or report, the minutes of this meeting, because I think it is so valid.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So this may be good for somebody who knows KPFT and knows these shows, but it's not appropriate for a first-time person who's never, you know, like cultural baggage. What's that? You know, and I love that show, you know, about legalization of marijuana and other drugs. But, I mean, you can't tell from the names some of these things. Well, anyway, I made a proposal to the outreach department, outreach committee, that I would find sponsorship for the printing, which is about $500 in the past for 5,000 program guides, a large size, with the descriptions of the shows and the days and the time and the Pacifica Commission, like we've done in the past, and a little bit of history about Pacifica and about KPFT. And if I did not find the funding, I would promise to pay for it myself. Plus, hire a really capable person like Masood, who used to be the chair of outreach. What's going on? And...
it's Cliff, I think.
Okay, so if I could not find sponsorship for it and have a really, he's a graphic designer, Masood, and he used to be the chair of outreach and was on the board before, and his work is just impeccable. I mean, he made this design with the Gov. Okay, now he agreed to do it, but he doesn't want, he wants some authority, like a board, this board, to vote to have this done. He doesn't want me to have all the financial burden. He's afraid of that. He wants it to be in the budget and to be paid by the budget. And I told him, well, we're kind of in the red now, our LSB, and I don't, our KPFD station, and I don't think we can wait much longer for a good tool. All right, that's what's up. So I would like the board to really consider to approve this offer that I have made the outreach committee, and that the LSB also consider open meetings violations of the development committee and the outreach committee, excluding Mother and I from getting into that station, and forcing me to use Hank's telephone, which I cannot hear everybody. And I bought a baby monitor, and I'm hoping I can hear a little bit better with the baby monitor. Well, but I can't go far away from the station. And it's getting hotter and hotter. And I think this is...
This is no longer a report.
Now. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
What I will ask, if you have a motion, you talk about you want the board to approve some kind of budget for
from Sue's view, though.
Okay. We should have that, like, a motion that we can talk about that right now. And present, do you want us to vote on that motion? It's the moment to do it.
Okay.
The moment of your report.
Okay. I strongly urge the board to approve Masoud doing the design for a program guide.
How much money?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Okay. He has not given me a price on his work.
Well, you bring us
we need to know to approve.
You bring us a price, and we'll put the motion forward, and we'll deal with it. But right now, it's hearsay until you get an agreement with Masoud that he's going to do it and what price.
Oh, he wants the board to back this up. Otherwise, it's going to be trash.
But we need to back up.
Adriana, look, Nancy, can you just make a motion now that the amount will not exceed $5,000, not to exceed anything less than.
But I wouldn't support that.
The printing.
I want her to do her due diligence. Bring the cost back to us.
Right.
All right. Then we'll deal with the motion. All the rest of it is just a nowhere land.
No, the other thing is open meetings.
I have a motion regarding that.
Go right ahead.
I move that the LSB establish a committee, be it one person or two people, assigned the task of investigating the facts around Nancy Saibar Naditomi's exclusion from KPFT committee meetings being held inside studios.
Well, I'm going to find that motion. I will find that motion out of order for reasons that this has been discussed in and out in governance. And I will remand that motion and any other considerations of this matter to governments to come out and report out to us what motion need to be made before this body.
Mr. Chair, yes. Are we at time to this report or is that the time of the report?
5 minutes was allotted.
We passed.
Well, we've passed that time. I'd like for you to put the first motion, tell us how much Masoud has agreed to. Second, the issue regarding your banning of the station. I've tried to address that in committee.
No, that the committees are meeting in the station. They have voted. Bill, Hank, and Teresa have voted.
I understand. And I have not attended those meetings
in
solidarity with you. But you must create some synergy of understanding. You have not been willing to meet with this committee and move that issue forward. We have to have some process.
No, it is a question of open meetings. If we want to get CPB funding, mm-hmm. grant money back,
right.
We have to honor
open CPB.
Meetings.
You're right. Any other comments, questions? Go ahead, Ms. Allen.
I would like to say I can appreciate the fact that we need to have open meetings, but you are banned from the station, and you have never put it in writing your side of the story.
Neither have you, dear. You were
I'm
with
sorry.
Okay,
I'm sorry. No back right. and forth. If you
and no back and forth. We've concluded this portion of the agenda. We're now at budget and finance.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I have a perfect right to address the fact that she is claiming that we are breaking some open meetings
Well,
rule.
You don't have a
and
right.
That's just not true.
You don't have a right to respond to the members' comments, but since you did and you've stated that it's not true, it's on the record. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Now, I'd like to get to the next item on the agenda.
You're going to get to that kind of thing with Dwayne Bennett just by making a declaration. You're not going to get anything done. Either blow it off and continue the bullshit you're doing now, but you're not going to get it off by waving your hand. It's not going to disappear.
What?
Well,
sorry.
Given that nothing's going to ever happen, you know. But go right ahead.
Okay. Like to do, I have three committees that have sent out motions to everybody since we've all met. There were four motions that were sent out to everyone on the board. Does anybody remember any of them?
Yes, I remember.
Well, since we only have about 5 minutes, the most important one that I would like to address is from governance. My committees are all together here. And that is, we have a problem with the current standing rule. It's actually in violation of the bylaws anyway, and it's just basically on how we how board and board functions communicate with programmers in order to do our functions that we need to do, such as evaluations or programming committee or whatnot. whatever we need to do, we need to have a proper process so that we know how to deal with the programmers. So just in case everybody's forgotten it, I'll go ahead and read. The existing, it is to replace the existing rule, Article 5, Section 1, which is board interface with programmers. The new section would simply read, board members will keep any direct personal communication with programmers supportive and positive. Board members are forbidden from attempting to influence programmers or to give preferential treatment in either the airing of PSAs, guest appearances, special interest items, or any other changes in their program that might benefit the board member. Board members that have any personal suggestions, questions, or criticisms of any programmers that host, produce, or otherwise support a program will direct those comments in writing to the general manager, who may or may not deliver those comments to the person in question. The GM will send a written report to the LSB for each such request to include the board member and programmer, the message asked to be sent, and the GM's resolution applied. Finally, LSB functions that require communications with programmers, notably duties defined in the bylaws and other duties specifically authorized by the LSB, are to be carried out by members selected by the LSB or a local committee by majority vote for that purpose, and are to limit their communication to fulfilling their appointed function. The chair of the LSB or committee will email the general manager to inform them of the members that have been authorized to receive the programming contact information. The general manager will then email the full list of contact information to the authorized members within 3 business days. The contact information must include the email addresses, phone numbers, and mailing addresses of every staff member. That's it. So the idea being is that we have a firewall that not just anybody can go talk to a programmer. It's going to be a majority vote, so the committee can choose the person they feel is going to be the most professional in dealing with the programmers.
I'm a programmer and a board member. I mean, I can't talk to you.
Okay, Teresa.
Does that include staff? You mean, for example, a board member can't walk up to a staff member and say, well, you've been hired illegally at a public place?
The article is board interface with programmers.
Programmers, okay.
Right. Cliff had a question.
Yes, sir.
You should be sending that to the program director.
I'm sorry.
Any other questions?
Cliff had a statement.
He is a programmer, and he talks his program results.
Yeah, it does happen. It was actually brought up in the meeting.
What you're saying is that if he shouldn't talk with the other programmers about some sort of...
And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to totally ignore you.
Right.
Unless he's been asked by...
Yeah, there's no difference in the sense that if a programmer chooses to ignore a communication request from the LSB, they can do it under the old rule, they can do it under the new rule, they can do it without a rule. There's nothing in here that requires them to communicate with us. Right. It's just creating the opportunity for an LSB function to get the contact information so we can at least ask if they want to talk about it. Yes?
I support this. I have seen other instances in other organizations where people that were just members approached staff and started ordering them around. And I know instances of board members that are calling up programmers repetitively and asking them to do things.
Well, you should support it because it's partly your idea. When we were in the finance committee, we discussed it. Mm-hmm. You and several other members mentioned various items, and I tried my best to try to include
and
your concerns.
I think that we need to have something similar regarding board members confronting staff members just nilly-willy also.
Well, not relevant to this particular topic.
Thank you for doing this.
Yes. Okay. Any other questions regarding this particular motion?
Right here and right here. I heard the member move to adopt the motion. Is there a second?
No, we don't need it.
I heard the motion second. Are there any objections?
I have a question. Objection. Would comment?
Prolong it. Go ahead.
I've been stuffing the mailboxes of programmers with information regarding the conference. Would this in any way preclude me from doing that?
No.
No.
You didn't have any contact with
you. No, but you're not going to get a lot of people to read a lot.
But long as you got the right to do it. That was Dan. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
I object to this. Seems like just another needless step in trying to deprive the board of any sort of power or influence.
Access.
The reason we're replacing the existing rule with a new rule, because the existing rule basically says the board can't talk to them at all.
He's trying to find a way around it.
And we're trying to create a way that we can protect them, programmers, from any kind of harassment by making sure it's a majority vote. We don't just pick anyone on the committee going to do what they want, or it's going to be a majority selection. But we are enabled
to do what we want to do. Does that answer your question? Are there any objections to this motion?
Well, I have a point of information.
Well, we don't want
a question. And that is there a specific number of folks that the LSB would vote to serve, say, as the direct spokespersons or communication links?
The committee or LSB for the specific task that it's choosing may choose one or more contacts. It's up to the committee to choose the number of contacts they believe is
one
appropriate.
One or more. Designated. The point here is, instead of 24 people taking upon themselves to engage and represent, there will be an assigned person or more than one person. But they will be authorized from the committee or the board to engage. Is that correct?
Request for information.
Oh, Lord.
I would like to know if you want us a motion to extend beyond 10 o'clock.
No, I just want us to vote. That's what I want us to do right now. Okay? I asked, were there any objections? All I heard was comments. So if there's no objection, vote your pleasure. But don't hold up the vote.
We'll call on the vote.
Okay? Well, now that you got out what you want, I wanted to do it 5 minutes ago. Those of you in favor of the motion, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Any objections?
Or against the motion?
Yeah, against the motion should be an appropriate term. Those are against the motion, 1. Let the record reflect. 1. Now, next. And it's possible for you to make your motion to extend now.
Choose to do so, sir.
We're out of time, and
well, he wants
this
to
is
extend.
A long, kind of drawn-out thing.
Well, you better get it done while you can.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Point of, I don't know.
We can carry over.
We have a problem with finance. We have a budget timeline for the units.
Maybe I'll just trust you. Go ahead.
We have a budget.
We need more
information.
Point of
okay, for that, let's do the
green
support. You want
to
ask me?
Well, first off, I have. Go ahead and make your motion.
I have a motion that I think can carry really, really quickly. If y'all will just let me make it. Nancy wants to be on the
Archives
Committee, PMB Archives Committee, and the National Secretary has informed us that we have to get that approved by the LSB. Do you still want to be on it? Okay.
Are there any objections?
I do also.
Okay.
You are.
I thought
you may already be on it.
They met last Tuesday.
Obviously.
The thing is, we did not really, when we chose people to be on various committees, did we choose that?
Yes. You did.
Well, we're re-clarifying now.
I'm
two.
Anisha.
Okay.
Thank you.
The two of you were not.
You have authorization.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, to send that up.
Okay.
No objections.
No.
Now we.
I have a question for the finance committee. How are we in the timeline for the budget? Because the timeline is March. By the end of April, we need to have already our priorities. By the end of May, we will generate a draft.
Yeah, we lost one finance committee meeting because of the weather. Secondly, I have sent two requests to Dwayne Bradley to get a starting budget for us to start working on. He's never, in fact, I copied everybody on the first request to him. He's never responded to that. I sent him in regards to there was recently a KPMG did a presentation with Dwayne Bradley, our financial officer, to the National Finance Board. When I informed him of the details he needed to know there, I mention it again. He did not give me any specific time, so I'm still trying to get at least a starting point, because I want to give Dwayne the opportunity to bring in the budget he wants us to start with, and then we can work with it from there. But I haven't heard from him, and that's kind of where we're at. So at the next meeting, we haven't heard from him by then, we'll probably send a formal request from the committee to him. We also need to be addressing, we're going to be addressing budget priorities from committee members wherever they feel. So that's where
we're at. When is the next final committee meeting?
Ooh, it's coming up. 20, is that right? May 25th.
Yes,
7 p.m.
May
here.
25th.
May
25th.
Be there.
Point of information.
Make sure I go there.
Okay.
Point of information. Yes.
We're all board members supposed to be receiving daily totals of each show's how much they got. Who's getting them?
I'm not.
Adriana.
I've asked
you
for them too.
Well, wait a second. May I say something? I the only reason why I receive it is because Bill Crozier told me that he was receiving it, and Teresa at that time last year told me the same. Then I went to Robin Lewis, and I told her, I said, Robin, I'm not receiving this information. I need to receive it from somebody that is not even an LSB member last year. And she said, okay, and she took specifically my email address and put it there, and I'm receiving it every day. But I think that this board needs to be very clear.
I had a similar conversation with her when I was first on this board in 2010. Everyone received it. Now, why it changed, I don't understand. But could I see a show of hands of those members who desire to have those totals sent to their email box?
Well, just all of us.
Okay.
And
I've asked her before. I just dropped the ball, but thank you for bringing it back up. All right.
Ken, Adriana, since you're receiving it, why don't you just forward it to the LSB?
Every day I receive it. Every
will you send it to us?
I will, but what I'm asking, thank you. What I'm asking is...
It's already on record.
Really to receive it, the board...
If I'm receiving the LSB...
Until that happens.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I send an email right now to the LSB, each of you are receiving it. So anyone who sends an email to the LSB... Each of you should receive it.
What is the listserv?
The listserv is filtered. Robin showed me that she put there the LSB. But for whatever reason...
No, it's not
LSB
for whatever reason.
Receiving.
It's how it's programmed. That is how it's programmed to circumvent or to cut off certain... So the bottom line is, that's something above my pay grade. It's something I can holler about and complain about. But it's not something I have access to correct. But from a governance standpoint, you do. Go ahead.
Would you like a motion out of finance for governance today?
I think that would be appropriate. Because if you don't put it on record, then it never happens.
Okay. Why wouldn't we pass the poster?
Well, since it's financial, let's
put
that in finance.
We can do it right now.
The LSB, a request from the...
Director of Development.
Robin Lewis to send the everyday report.
Who's
going to
write it up? Ted, you going to write it up? Give me a motion.
Is it LSB at kpft.org?
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay. I will get with Robin and I will send you that.
Okay.
Y'all get the time and answer that email address.
Susan, somebody
can be there. A motion for the...
LSB.
LSB. The
LSB.
To receive.
From the development director. The everyday.
We don't get
it. Report on the fund drive.
I'll say to you, get me.
Ron didn't hear the official.
Before or after insulting.
Okay. We got it. That motion will go out. I want to ask.
I'm
going to
hear it.
That motion is specific. It's nothing convoluted about it. We're asking that the totals be sent to LSB members, period.
To individually.
How you get it to the LSB members, I don't care. You hand deliver it, whatever. The totals need to be sent to the LSB members. And you have a record. No, ma'am. You have a record of whatever she is sending out which is basically the daily totals each day, and every member who's on record, and I'll verify what the national secretary has that was sent to our webmaster. You, okay. Send that to
every
me.
Day with a whole detail.
Okay, and that's daily specifically to you, Adrian.
May we vote on this?
Though, well, I'd rather say anybody opposed to the motion. I think that's the simple way to expedite it. Anyone opposed to the motion? Okay, the motion carries unanimously. Well, I think we have to have on record as an official body. You need to put something on record and not go sidebar with an employee. So it's on record that we're requesting the information. I agree.
Okay, the LSB... Can I read what I wrote? The LSB moves that the development director sends the daily fund drive totals to each LSB
request.
LSB request.
Request.
And the secretary will be the final.
Request.
You.
Why request? Why?
Because
it's a cordial way to send.
No, it's a way to refuse.
Okay, Nancy, it's my motion.
I send this request.
Okay, spit out the whole thing then.
To the general manager.
Okay, whoever has it, they read it. So we know what we're voting on.
Right.
To each LSB delegate.
That's a point that no employee is a direct contact for this board. The board's contact is to the general manager who is responsible for all employees. Okay. I've been pointed out we're 5 minutes over. I didn't hear anyone motion to adjourn, so we're still in session.
I moved to adjourn.
Uh-oh, I just heard it, and that means there's no second necessary. It's a done deal.
I want to hear this motion before we pass it.
Well, that means it's passed.
It's already passed.
It's passed because it was very quick. Ma'am, the motion is very simple. The motion is such that you will receive daily totals, period.
To each LSB
no, ma'am.
Delegate.
That's your wording. The wording the secretary will send him will be, we request that you send daily totals to the members of the LSB. Okay? That's how it's going to read.
It'll be filtered again.
Well, let's deal with that. I don't like the boogeyman. What happens? Let's see what happens, okay?
Only
I don't know
Teresa
if the boogey-
and Bill were getting it before.
Boogeyman never bite me. So I'm not going to go with the boogeyman. I'm going to go with what we put forth, and let's deal with it after the action is taken, okay? Now, let's get this room in order.
What do we do on the state of Texas? It's not in the car, Teresa. You are so nasty. It is not in the car.
Nancy.
It was 81.
Nancy.
It's now in the 87.
Nancy. Care.
What's going on?
Shut
here?
Up!
What's going on here?
You don't care about my mother either.
Close it down. And